Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music Podcast. My name is Joe Lynch and I am sitting here with Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
And Jason Lipschitz.
What's up?
Man.
Pretty emphatic.
You say man at
entry.
The end.
What's up, man?
There you go.
Love it. Perfect.
Great. Want to be inclusive. What's up?
Well,
man, people.
What's up, folks?
Yeah, folks is nice.
Well, anyways, happy New Music Friday, everyone. We've got some, I think, some great stuff.
Yeah.
So let's just dive right into it. I'm going to start with one of mine because I said so.
Because why not?
New Mariah Carey song, GTFO, a.k.a. Get the Fuck Out. This song is so good. I mean, I don't want to just open my, like, raving in generic terms. But, like, I feel like Mariah, especially at this point in her career, is, like, such a... It's such an unknown quantity. Like, when a new Mariah song comes out, you're like, oh, this could either be, like one of the jams of the year, or this could be something where I'm going to listen to once and then be like, what's up with this? And this definitely falls in the former category. It's like, you know, I mean, you can tell by the title, Get the Fuck Out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is not a love song. This is a get out of my life, you loser type thing. And when you think of Mariah doing a song like that, you might think of like sort of a something in the, you know, lane of Beyonce Irreplaceable, something that's, you know, like very heartfelt and like vocal acrobatics. That's not what this is.
Mm-mm.
This is very like, this is like Mariah in her New Year's Eve mode where she's just like done with everything.
Totally.
Things are falling apart and she's like just like looking at the camera like, what do you want me to do? Like, I don't care. Like, just
Eve
let's just move
like
on
that.
With this.
Yeah.
It's very like... She basically just like spits it out very like, you know, like blasé.
Mm-hmm.
The lead in is great. She does a few like how about yous before like finally getting to the kiss off. I like her voice here. It's a very high register.
It's very,
she's not
like airy.
Very
whispered.
Airy. She's not bothering with like the acrobatics. She's not doing like the buttery soul thing. It's just like a very fun like brush off song.
Called it a low-key anthem.
A low-key anthem.
Because it is. Like, it has that anthemic quality where you're, like, you want to chant the get the fuck out part. But it's too low-key to do that, really.
Yeah.
Was this a surprise? Or had she announced that this was coming?
I think it's a Yeah, it was a surprise. Yeah. And she announced an album with it, too.
Missed the album announcement entirely.
Well, wow.
It's okay.
But since you're talking, would you love it? You life's changed by it.
Do you love it? You must love it.
You love it, right? Right.
Tell me you love it, Lindsay.
No, I really do like it. I don't know. It's interesting though because I think a couple weeks ago we talked about Janet's new song and how she balanced that. Like she did a very good job of balancing how it sounded like old school Janet, but also fit in perfectly for today.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Mariah fell a little bit flat here, just not in a negative way necessarily.
Shaking my head.
But if you played this to me 10 years ago, like I would have think it just came out then too. There's nothing necessarily about it where I'm like, this sounds so timely and like so it must have come out right now. But maybe that's just me.
Well, I'm sorry Diplo didn't produce it, Lindsay.
I disagree with that. I actually
really?
Think that it does sound like modern R&B in a way that Mariah's, you know, recent stuff before this hasn't really. It's always kind of sounded like Mariah, and in the same way that, like you said, Janet with the new song with Daddy Yankee has kind of updated her sound. I think that this kind of sound, like this song would make sense on like a SZA album. Like I could totally see that in a way that most Mariah Carey songs wouldn't. I do think also one of my favorite things about this is is the same thing that I love about, well, one of the things I love about Ariana Grande's No Tears Left to Cry, when she just like gently, soothingly sings Shut Your Mouth. Like just the fact that Mariah is just like, it's just like she wants to like basically lay down the listener on like a pillow and just say like, listen, like I'm going to say this as calmly and as soothingly and gently as possible. Get the fuck out. And I love it. It's just great. Like it's kind of like a power move, the fact that she's able to kind of represent that anger so soft.
It's like you're not important enough to be upset about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Love it. Anyways, well, let's listen to it. So Mariah Carey, GTFO, from a new album, which I think is supposed to come out by the end of the year.
Hopefully.
Right?
Yeah, hopefully. She has a new single. This is not a single, but she has a new single coming in the next couple weeks. That's what it was announced.
All right. New Mariah Carey, GTFO.
Whose light is shining armor? I could have sworn you loved me, Anna. Might as well tell this game is bottled. Ain't the type to play the martyr. How about you get the fuck out? How about you get the fuck out?
All right, that was new Mariah. Let's do Jason pick.
Ooh,
Lana Del Rey.
Who would have thought? Jason pick Lana Del Rey.
I would think because Mariners, that's a sports team. I feel like you saw that and you were like, whoa.
How do you know that?
It's a song about sports.
That is typically how I engage with music. As a music journalist, I usually look at songs and say, "Whoa, a sports team name! let's listen to this." As much as I guess I love the baseball team, the Seattle Mariners, that is not why I love this song. Yeah, so I'm not a big Lana head. I really like Ultraviolence, her second album, but I haven't really loved Lana, and it's kind of the same thing with St. Vincent, which is like I like her voice a lot. I'm going there. I like her voice a lot. I think she's obviously really talented. I've seen Lana live a bunch at festivals and whatnot, and I've always enjoyed
so
her.
Good live.
But I've just always kind of waited for her to drop like the songs that I really really want to hear her utilize her voice with. This is everything I want from a Lana Del Rey song. Like just in terms of just like it's obviously like the same type of moodiness, but it's channeled in such a powerful way. It's very direct. There's no like winking. That's the real thing that I don't think really has always fit with her. It's just like a song like High by the Beach. It's just always a little bit too like self-aware and a little bit self-congratulatory.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
And it's just like, look, and I get it. People love it. And I don't vibe with it. But I think like having this kind of straight down the middle, like serious type of ballad where her voice sounds excellent. I think like there are some lines on here that are really piercing. I think that I really like West Coast, but this actually like already might be my favorite Lana Del Rey song. Like this is actually like the I know
after
that's a lofty
to it
thing to say.
An hour ago,
no. Well, I listened to it actually for the first time. It came out yesterday. It came out on Thursday, and I just listened to it like a bunch, and then I listened to it a bunch again this morning, and just like very premature evaluation, but I don't know. I just, this is like clicks for me in a way that no other Lana Del Rey song has really clicked for me. But what do you guys think?
No, I love it too. I listened to her interview with Annie Mack, and one of the things that I absolutely love about the story and the song is that she's not like, it's the opposite of being self-aware in a way where she's like, look, I'm not this sad girl and I'm not going to buy into the narrative on this song. Like, I'm actually going to flip it a little bit. Because the whole thing is, I guess she was walking into a party with someone she was dating. And right before they walked in, he was like, I love that we can just connect over how messed up and sad we are. Something like that.
Yep.
And she's like, that's just not true. Like, that's what you think about me. And I feel like that was this moment for her where it's like, it's okay if I want to sing about and make it known that I'm actually really happy and I'm doing really well.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So as our resident happy person in the office, I get why.
Is that me?
Yeah, I get why you would like this song.
Well,
yeah. It sounds like happy person. That guy said that and Lana was basically just like, well, how about you get the fuck out?
Oh, and wow.
We've moved on from Mariah.
You know, I love this song. I think the interesting thing about this is, you know, she usually, her production kind of combines her her more like whatever timeless, you know, retro 50s nostalgia thing with more modern sounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always obviously like, she's clearly inspired by the really, you know, emotionally like poetic type things from Joni Mitchell and Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen, but her music hasn't really sounded like it that often. And here we kind of get that, like there's a very like Chelsea Hotel sound to this. And, you know, she literally like, she, you know, references Leonard Cohen by singing I'm Your Man. She references Elton John by singing Candle in the Wind, or not sing it, but saying the line. So there's a very, and the music is similarly a little more, kind of that 70s, early 70s singer-songwriter folk rock type vibe, which I think suits her well. I'm not saying I want that to be her only lane, but I think it's a good one for her. And I really dig it. Yeah. I think it's a home run to bring it all back to sports.
Wow. in Joe's review of the song, he said, go Mariners.
Much like the Mariners, this one is a home run. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah. The Mariners aren't a home run, Joe. They're a team that produce home runs.
I don't know, whatever. let's move on from that. But let's listen to it. So, New Lana Del Rey, Mariners Apartment Complex.
Kiss the sky and whisper to Jesus, my. You found this, you need this. Take a deep breath, baby, let me in. You lose your way, just take my hand.
That was New Lana.
Lindsay's still laughing. If you're listening to this podcast and just heard the song, Lindsay's still laughing. Yes.
Yeah. Is this? Do we know? Is there an album? What's the deal with Lana?
I think so.
I think hopefully. All right. I don't know if we know for sure.
All right. Yeah. Stay tuned. What do we? Oh, Lindsay, you have some things.
Do
you
want to
do your fave, Khalid?
Yeah, I do love Khalid. He has a new song called Better. So I think over the summer we did like a festival preview and he was a part of that, and he said he wanted to put out an album by the end of this year. So that might still happen for him. It is still ticking, but this could be a sign that he's getting ready to do that. I don't know. The biggest thing that I love is that a lot of the collabs he's been on are so heavily R&B focused, and he's slowly been moving away from his pop debut. And that's just like very solidified on this song, I think. I think he's fully moved into the R&B lane, and he's no longer the American teen that he once was.
Wow.
But in a really good way. Like
Canadian 20-something.
Exactly. He's moved on. He's not Canadian.
No. I'm just thinking. Okay. Never mind.
Cool.
Ignore me.
Yeah. No. But, yeah, I loved his debut album, obviously. Big fan of that. But I'm just excited that he's venturing a bit away from it into something that sounds a little different and a little more, in terms of what's like connecting right now, that is R&B, and he's sort of capitalizing on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think he has such an interesting voice. It's like kind of folky and soulful at the same time, like in a way that, yeah, I guess like modern R&B singers don't do much, but you know, you go back to like, I don't know, I guess like the 60s or something, like an Otis Redding would be, could do like a lot of like more folk, like blues folk mixed with soul, and like he taps into that a little bit, I think. The music is not like that at all. It's it's almost like reminds me of like Daft Punk circa Random Access Memories at points. I mean, there's a talk box here.
That was so surprising. It came in at the end.
Yeah, well, there's another song on the podcast that has a talk box. So I don't know what this talk box trend is, but they're
just one of those
back
weeks
in a big way.
Oh yeah,
return of the talk box.
Yeah,
2019.
Which if you're not familiar, is like, I mean, well, I'm not positive it's a talk box. It could be a vocoder or something, but I think it is.
Joe always they're trying to talk box splain us.
whatever. Yeah.
You're not familiar with the talk box.
If you're
box,
not familiar with,
let me break it down for you.
The talk box. I don't know how that thing works.
The resident happy person. Just the nail in my jokes.
Yeah,
there.
You're landing all of these jokes.
But better. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I think this is like better than his earlier stuff, but I like it. Like, it's a cool direction. What do you think, Jason?
Yeah, I don't know. I think this sounds a little bit exploratory in a sense that, like, this isn't like an official single, is it? Like, what? I don't think this. It's certainly not like the first single from his next album. But I'm kind of curious as to like what plane this song exists. It's not like my favorite from him, but I was listening to the song and I was like, even though I don't love this song, I think I like Khalid enough that he's just like so compelling that, that like I'll be fine with it. Yeah, like I'm totally. Just like, oh, okay, cool. Like, he's had a couple. He's on the Benny Blanco song with Halsey.
Yep.
Another song that like I like but don't love, but just like hearing him again, like he's just such a compelling vocalist that I don't even really mind.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's listen to it and let you, the listener, decide. The song is called Better, and it's from Khalid. And here it is.
Nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better. Nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better.
All right, that was Khalid. We're tearing through these.
Yeah, we are.
I love it.
We're going to get you to that meeting in time, Jason.
Yeah, got that meeting coming up.
And since Jason might have to do an early exit, let's hit your other pick here. So
Yumi Zuma
yeah. In camera. Explain.
Yeah, so Yumi Zuma is this indie kind of dance leaning band that kind of sounds a little shoegazy,
mm-hmm.
Kind of remind me of another kind of dance leaning indie group, Parcels, that I think we might have talked about on
I
here.
I think,
but,
so, yeah.
You know, I heard this song on a playlist, and I wanna pull up because they have a bunch of fun facts to it. But I heard this song on a playlist while my wife and I were driving over the weekend.
In Nutley?
In Nutley, New Jersey.
Nice.
I think so.
Okay.
It was either that or the town next to it.
Darn it,
don't worry. We haven't really talked about Nutley, New Jersey in a while on this podcast. Maybe
I don't
special
know if
Nutley
the podcast.
Yeah.
Care a ton about Nutley, New Jersey.
They care.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Joe. But yeah, no, I heard this song and I was like, man, this song's really good. And then I listened to it like 20 more times in the past week and I was just like, this song's like perfectly constructed. Like, I think this song is just like excellent in terms of how feathery everything about this is as like a very moody dance song. It's basically like a very kind of sighing breakup song about, you know, actually kind of like a post breakup song where, you know, it sounds like two people trying to figure out like should they get back together or should they stay apart. Yeah, I love it, and it's kind of gotten me down this Yumi Zuma rabbit hole where they actually just they just released a new single that's also
trending on Twitter the other day. Yumi Zuma rabbit hole,
yeah,
right, yeah,
was it? Yeah,
everyone's talking about it.
Probably just like the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah,
those are my two favorites. But no, they just released a new song called Crush. It's Late, Just Stay. That's also very good. But In Camera is definitely my favorite.
The entire title is Crush, It's Late, Just Stay.
Crush, parentheses.
Oh,
it's late,
just stay.
And they, you know, they've put out a couple EPs. Our colleague Andrew Unterberger let me know earlier this morning that they put out a full Oasis What's the Story, Morning Glory, like cover album. Like,
what?
Of just like
woof.
And it's pretty good. I
no
listened to two
that.
Songs.
So specifically
speak for yourself.
Maybe someone wants that. I unsubscribe.
Yeah. But no, they're I should have mentioned that they're from New Zealand.
I was wondering where they're from.
Yeah.
They're not easy to find much information on.
Yeah. Well.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Maybe now there will be.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, now with this podcast. I just love this song. Like, I think that it's a very simple pleasure in terms of just like, I'm curious, like, what do you guys think of this song? Because I can't really imagine like disliking this song. Wow, Lindsay shrugging her shoulders.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Proving
tear it down
me wrong.
No, it's not even that I dislike it. I actually feel like a shoulder shrug about it. There, I don't know. It's totally fine.
Wow.
It's pleasant to listen to.
Damn.
I don't know.
Joe?
I liked it. I'm halfway this one.
There's
meet you guys in the middle.
I will say it's been a minute since I've been on this podcast and been like, I love this song. And then the other two people on the podcast are just like, well, that's fine. Like,
yeah, we've
that's
kind of
like a nice recurring trend. The last one was Wafia, and you weren't there for that. You were there for that? I'm good.
Yeah.
Really love that song. I was like, I love this song. And everyone's like, yeah, all right. So this
is
this month. Yeah.
I think there's interesting like instrumental elements in it. I did write down pleasant mood music, which is
totally is that
kind of like faint praise. You know, it is though.
I'm fine with pleasant mood music.
I'm fine with it too. But yeah, no, you're right. You're right. It reminds. I mean, like shoegazy sort of reminds me of what the War on Drugs did recently. I mean, the vocals are totally different,
yeah.
But that kind of like very laid back but kind of propulsive late 80s, early 90s sound. Like,
yeah.
It's good. It's cool. There's a place for that.
It's very 80s, and I really like the lyrics as well. It just, like I said, kind of
I probably didn't pay close enough attention.
Yeah, I didn't
either. Listened to it 30 times. So.
Yeah. So, all right, guys. Well, I'll take my Yumi Zumba
Sorry.
And go home.
No, I like
sounds
this.
Sounds like a Zumba class, but like
yeah.
The next evolution
right.
Of Zumba.
Yeah, I was going to get
done
up for
Zumba.
Yumi Zumba, but I was too hungover
but now
and
it's time
I missed
for
the 11 o'clock.
Yumi Zumba.
All right, well, enough of this. Yumi Zumba, song called In Camera.
Enough of this.
Enough. Here it is. Was Yumi Zumba, the band who
check
needs no
out.
Introduction.
People
should.
People should check them out. They're opening for Halfwave in a couple weeks in Brooklyn.
I like Halfwave.
I might go to
yeah.
Brooklyn.
What?
Which is crazy
unlikely.
To think of.
Wow.
Yeah, no,
very
it's
unlikely.
Crazy.
I'm trying to think. I'm looking at what we have. Let's hit up No Name.
Woo.
Lindsay Pick. No Name song is Self from, was the album called Room 25?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yep, love No Name. I think this album is fantastic. I chose the first song because it's almost like an intro, but
yeah.
Like it's better than just an intro. Calling it that seems like I'm downplaying how good it is. I don't know, it's incredibly smooth, very jazzy,
mm-hmm.
And she's just so lyrically smart and like very pointed in everything that she's saying on this. I love that she's like, you really thought that a bitch couldn't rap. She says that
mm-hmm.
twice as she's just like, time and time again proving that
yeah.
to be so false. And then she's running through like what this album is and who it could be for. And then at the end she's like, but in reality, like this is all for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's cool because it actually, like oftentimes artists say that like, oh, this is for me. But it's just true in everything that she says throughout the album. It's just like things that she wanted to get off her chest, things that she had to say. She released it on her own timeline. Like, she got her friends to come on. I know she's really good friends with SmiNo. So, yeah, it just feels like this is a project that she's so passionate and so proud of, and that comes through.
Yeah, it's very cool. Like, it just
yeah.
has this, like, you just hear it, and it's like a minute and a half self, and you're
mm-hmm.
like, This is you're like I'm in for listening to someone who's like 10 times cooler than me
totally.
Make a record.
But yeah.
Which, you know, is pretty much any time I listen to a record, but still. No, the lyrics are great. I love that she rhymes baby's teething with chicken wings under seasoned.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a awesome off rap or off rhyme there.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to the full album. I saw
so
that
good.
NPR called it an instant classic.
Oh,
which is
wow.
Obviously that's the big claim.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to, and yeah, I think we've talked about her once or twice in the podcast before, and I really love her. Just what she does is very interesting, and I'm excited to dive in. What
yeah.
about you, Jason?
Yeah, I love it too. I really like Telephone, her previous
mm-hmm.
project, and it kind of, you know, this project, just listening to it this morning, it kind of reminds me when Chance the Rapper dropped Acid Rap, and it's just like you listen to this artist, and like you get this sense of like they're so bright, and they have such a singular personality that you just kind of want to spend more time with them. You want to get to learn about them more, and
it's a perfect comparison.
Another Chicago MC. Do you have the lyrics to Self in front of you?
No, but I can bring them up.
I just remember I listened to the song a couple times before this podcast in preparation of this podcast, because I always prepare for
uh-huh,
this podcast.
Totally.
And I read the lyrics, and I just love the first three lines. Joe, if you can read them.
You want me to start?
Yeah.
All right.
I would love for you to read them out loud.
Maybe this is the album you listen to in your car when you're driving home late at night, really questioning every God, religion, Kanye bitches.
I mean,
I know.
What
it's amazing.
It's
like,
a very
what
good,
a great
yeah.
opening to an album. Like, that just totally sucks you in.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you got to know where it goes from there.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
wouldn't like hear them be like, next.
Thank you for that great reading.
Yeah,
thank
that
you.
Was really powerful. Really dramatic.
Yeah, I'm kind of a spoken word legend.
Yeah. Get you up on stage with like a poetry slam.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to dig into this album more. Like I listened to it this morning, you know, as I was answering emails, and I couldn't listen to every like nook and cranny of each song, but that's what I'm going to do this weekend.
That's one of the things, you almost can't have it on in the background because you want to listen to everything mm-hmm. she's saying, or if you're
yeah.
trying to do something, you hear her say one thing and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Whoa, what? Want that back.
Like, I've tried to listen to this album at work, and I can't.
Yeah.
It's an after work.
Wait, the one
experience.
We're talking about right now?
Yeah.
You mean the one that just came out?
Oh, I'm sure. Lindsay's
I'm so
really
sorry.
Cool.
Yeah.
Lindsay's really cool and just got
yeah.
an advance weeks ago, I'm sure.
It just came out today.
So. I've been listening Yikes. To this for years.
Yeah.
I
listened to this 20 years ago.
It was just room 5 yeah. then.
Nice.
Thank
wow.
you.
That was good.
All right.
let's listen to it. No Name song is called Self.
Maybe this is the album you listen to in your car when you're driving home late at night, really questioning every God, religion, Kanye bitches. Maybe this is the entrance before you get to the river, a heaven before the heathen, no reason for you to like me. Maybe this your wife, he just went in a clean divorce, the baby ain't really yours, it's really for baby's teeth and the chicken wings under season. Y'all really thought a bitch couldn't rap, huh?
All right, next and last, Don Diablo featuring Emily Sandé and Gucci Mane. So Don Diablo, Dutch DJ, kind of, he does a variety of dance genres. This song, wait, what is the song called? Did I not write it down?
Oh,
it's called,
Joe.
Something with a C.
Survive. That's what, wow, we were not
something
close.
With a C.
Survive. we nailed that one. Anyways, so yeah, this is one of those ones I caught just on New Music Friday on Spotify. I think it's just so cool. It's like this fantastic, like super 80s throwback, like very like electro house type thing. Like this is like the kind of electro music you like get on like a weird obscure 80s movie soundtrack.
Yeah.
But what I think is so cool about it is that so the music is like totally, you know, like 30 years rewind. But the singing from Emily Sandé and then the rapping from Gucci just like doesn't fit it at all. But it somehow works perfectly. Like
yeah.
they both sound like they're performing for a 2018 song. And the song itself sounds like it should be like from a, you know, rip off of Tron or something like
uh-huh.
that. But it like works so well together, and again, the voice box or talk box or
yeah.
or vocoder or
whatever
it is here.
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't judge. Yeah, it's just like it's such a weird combo, and I really dig it.
Yeah, it's a weird song. It took me two times to get into it, but I love. I thought it was a little sleepy at the beginning, but it picks up, and then you're mm-hmm. like, "Whoa, okay, I'm in."
Yeah.
So what you just said, you said two things, which is like the pieces don't fit together, but yeah. eventually they do. I disagree with the second part. I just don't think these pieces fit together.
And all right.
Much love to Gucci and Emily, but. Yeah, it just doesn't. It sounds like there's three different songs going on here. Like you listen to Emily Sandé, like she's so emotional when mm-hmm. she's singing on this song, and then it's just like it's Gucci, and it's like again,
he does just kind of walk in the yeah. room and do his thing and like, then leave.
I yeah. love Gucci Mane; he's one of my favorite yeah. artists, but he doesn't belong on this song. And like I don't even think Emily Sandé belongs, like her vocal performance belongs over this production. It just sounds like a. Kind of a Frankenstein.
It is a weird group of people.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I feel like, you know, especially for like for her who's, you know, done a similar thing for a minute now, like I think it's good to have her like branch out in something different.
Yeah.
And it's unexpected. I mean, you know, a soul singer with a dance artist is not unexpected.
And a rapper, yeah.
But a soul singer with a dance artist who's doing something this electro is unexpected. Yeah. I would say usually you would think more of like a maybe like a 90s house thing, but this is like totally different. I don't know. I'm into it. Apparently everyone else hates it, so I'll just see myself out.
I don't hate it.
Cool. It just sounds like a, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's listen to it.
Voice gets increasingly higher.
What?
Yeah, it's okay.
You're going to be Mariah Carey, get the fuck out register by the end of this podcast.
Oh, my God, yeah. Soon enough.
All right. Well, song's called Survive.
Will it?
And will it? I don't know.
Survive with a C.
Survive with a C, yeah. Potato with an E. Yeah, we're really firing on all cylinders. So it's Don Diablo featuring Emily Sandé and Gucci Mane. Song is called Survive.
Survive the thunder and escape the hunger. And sometimes I wonder how we got the. Who knows what they'll ask us? We don't need no answers, cause we stand and serve as living proof.
That was a rip roaring whirlwind of a podcast.
I loved it.
Yeah.
We should have done Mariah last.
No.
Get the fuck out? Come on.
I guess that
was
exit
make music.
Sense. As exit music.
Let's play it again.
Yeah. we can't get the rights to that. So, no. Anyways, Jason, thanks for sticking around.
Late to my meeting.
Thanks for
being late for us. Anytime, yeah.
And Lindsay, yeah, I know you have nowhere to be.
Yep.
So,
I'm
but
here
thanks
all day.
Anyways. Yeah. All right. Thank you for listening. And we will catch you next week.
Yeah. Anything coming out next week?
I didn't look so.
Else?
Don't. I was hoping you were
tune in next
Avril?
Week to
maybe
see
Avril? Or
maybe some
after?
Avril. I don't know.
Wait, is the Lil Wayne coming out next week?
We'll see.
The
I
Lil
think it
Wayne.
Is. Yeah, isn't the Carter
is.
5? No,
I don't believe
when,
it.
When was that? Anyways, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Huh.
All right.
I
thanks for listening.
Have asked this question.
We'll we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.